Fresh FM, The Lodge, in 1 minute.
Local news, entertainment going on.
Just tell you all about what's going on in Worthing.
Music, pop.
Top hit songs.
Oh, just a bit of variety, really, I think.
Sport. Local information, travel, weather.
I'd like to know a bit more of what's going on locally around Worthing.
Local news, local events, music.
Music.
Good music. Probably even the most important thing for me.
Music that the children will enjoy, really.
Seeing what the local people think of Worthing.
Now, it's time to give it to you.
It's what Worthing's needed for so long now, it'll be fantastic.
Welcome to the brand new radio station serving Worthing and the surrounding area. 107.7 Splash FM.
Good afternoon, this is David Hamilton. It's midday on Bank Holiday Monday, the 5th of May. Welcome to your new local radio station for Worthing and surrounding areas, 107.7 Splash FM. With me in the studio to help the proceedings is local lad Leo Sayer, who I'll be talking to later. I'll also have lots of other special guests popping in throughout the show. Let's get on with the music right now, and what better way to start 107.7 Splash FM than with my old theme tune, the Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music. Well, that was Kylie Minogue and Come Into My World, and before that it was the Doobie Brothers and Listen to the Music. The very first day of 107.7 Splash FM, and our very first guest and a very special guest as well, Leo Sayer. Leo, good morning.
This is a thrill to be here, I tell you. This is great for Worthing, isn't it?
Isn't it exciting, the opening of a new radio station?
Worthing's never had a station before, has it? And this is it.
And it's fantastic for you because you are actually a local boy.
Yeah, I was born in Shoreham-by-Sea, just next door, about sort of 3 miles away. And all of my formative years were spent here. I went to art school here. My father was the manager of hospital manager engineering side for all the group of hospitals. I was born in the grounds of Shoreham-by-Sea, Southlands Hospital in Shoreham-by-Sea. And went to art school here. God, did so much here. I mean, all my first bands were here, wrote about the place and everything, you know.
Well, you actually started singing in church, didn't you, as a boy in Shoreham?
Yeah.
You were a choir boy. Were you a good choir boy?
I was a good altar boy and a good choir boy. And luckily, I was taken under the wing of a wonderful parish priest that we had for a few years, who kind of really taught me everything I know about singing, really.
Yeah.
About producing the voice from the diaphragm and all this sort of stuff. So he trained me, really, and that was it.
Now, you were telling me the last time that we met that you actually were very much inspired by your cousin's record collection.
Yep. My cousin David up in Oxford, I think, kind of had a great collection of records and well ahead of its time. I'd never heard of any of this stuff, and he played me Bob Dylan and Buddy Holly and, you know, and gave me the records to take away. And I remember bringing them back and playing them on my dad's record player in Shoreham-by-Sea and thinking, that's what I want to do. It all started there.
Right. We're going to play, actually, one of your influences in a moment, but I have to mention as well that you have David Courtney with you today.
That's right. David and I have come back here together.
Hello.
Should we get Dave just briefly onto the mic here? Because, David, you are a local boy too.
Oh, yeah. Born and bred in Brighton. Found him in Brighton,
yeah,
30 years ago.
I was going to say, your first recordings and the first songs that you wrote together actually go back 30 years. What was the first song that you wrote together?
Well, funny enough, I mean, it was my Worthing band. All the guys in my band were Worthing players. You know, they're all Worthing guys. I was the only Shoreham person. Yeah. And we went to the audition. And
in the big city of Brighton.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How did you two actually meet up?
Well, I held an audition in Brighton in August... about
you started managing me, didn't you, at first, and, yeah. And the band.
Found him Patches. In the audition with his band called Patches, yeah. And then then we recorded, we started writing together, and because of my association with Adam Faith, we landed yes. up managing Lee and producing him.
So what was that first song?
Well, the hit that we had 30 years ago, the first hit we had was for Roger Daltrey, wasn't it? Giving It All
giving
Away.
Giving It All Away.
Just a boy yeah, giving it all away.
Absolutely.
Wasn't yeah, that a fantastic yeah, record? Yeah. How many, I'm gonna play one of your heroes in just a moment, but I've got to ask you two this question. First of all, how many songs have you written together?
Oh, God, I've never counted, have you?
Well, it's a funny thing, I mean, it's our 30th anniversary this year, yeah. You've had to realise, since we first started doing this. Yeah. In fact, first, since The Show Must Go On, which was the first hit single that we had.
And that being
came out. Yeah.
December
and that's in
this
December
year.
This year.
Because I'm going to be doing a show here on Sunday. It's called The Million Sellers, where all the records that we played have sold a million. Now, how many million sellers
well,
have you two had?
I think we
well, I think if you
out,
added them all up, they probably sold a million. No.
Yeah. I think we looked at that about a year ago,
yeah,
and we put
did.
A compilation together. I think it's something in excess of 26 million.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we wish we had the money.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's why we wrote Giving It All Away.
Yeah, we started yes. off on the right foot, didn't we?
Here Good is somebody who also sold... 1 or 2 million. Elvis Presley, yes, he's had 1 or 2 million sellers in his time there, and Suspicious Minds. Leo, you've had many, many hits, but one of them was actually written about Worthing.
Yeah, there's a real Worthing song in here, Moonlighting, which is all about, was all about, well, I'll tell you very briefly, we had a van driver called Dave, who resprayed his van one night, used to park it always outside the Mexican Hat in Montague Street in Worthing, and we always used to meet down there, because a lot of bands used to play at the Mexican Hat and the karaoke, and some people will remember that, and some people won't.
I remember the karaoke very well, Jock's Place.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So the Mexican Hat was this kind of big venue, and we used to kind of go down there and have a coffee, and that's where we'd have all our band meetings. This was well before Patches and Dave Courtney. It was like right back to a band, I think, called Jester. Anyway, Dave was going out with the daughter, this lovely girl, I can't remember her name, but she was the daughter of the chief of police. And they decided to elope because he was saying, there's no way you're going to marry a roadie. So they decided to elope and they ran off to Gretna Green, and the story is all of their adventure. But I must say that the song ends with, we're only 10 miles to Gretna, they're 300 behind. But they weren't because they caught them, because the policeman himself tipped off the Gretna Green Carlisle police, and they stopped him about 10 miles out there, and they never did get married. So a sad song, but...
But a brilliant story.
Just built the M6 at the time, so I decided to put that in the M6 motorway.
M6 motorway, yeah. And of course, what was the Mexican Hat?
The Mexican Hat, yeah.
Mexican discotheque comes into it, and Montague Street. We're going to play that very shortly, but I want to ask you, first of all, what are you doing at the moment? What sort of shows are you doing?
I'm not doing too much work this year, funnily enough. It's a kind of quiet year. I've been working on a new album in America, in Malibu, with a wonderful producer and writer called, arranger called Peter Wolf, and writing songs with Albert Hammond, and you know, I'm hoping to get that off before the end of the year. But I'm actually, look, I'm 55 on the 21st of this month, so I figure it's a time to kind of take it easy for a while. I'm just taking a breath, but you know, you'll see me soon.
Well, you're just a boy, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Now, we've got a great competition for you today.
Very nice of you, David.
To coin a song title. We've got a competition for you today. How would you like a chance to meet Leo Sayer and all our guests at the Dome Cinema? Would you like to meet yourself? This isn't for you. You can't enter, but you can, dear listener. When I play Moonlighting by Leo Sayer with those lyrics in the next 30 minutes, to win, just call Worthing to 10772, and caller 107 will be collected by one of our Splash FM crew and brought to the Dome Cinema to meet Leo and join in the fun at our reception. Leo, thanks for coming
That's
in.
That's great.
We'll
nice
let you go.
Here, good luck to Splash FM.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll let you go off there, and if you want to call us, get dialing now on Worthing 2 10772. Two. 107.7 Splash FM with ABBA and Dancing Queen. First listener to call through was Anne Parsons from Worthing, who sends her best wishes to Splash FM and says how great it is at long last for Worthing to have its own radio station, and also wants to say hi to her family. If you want to call, by the way, it's Worthing 210772. We've also got some emails here. Good luck to everyone at Splash FM, and hi to Roy and Gina from all at 33 Cranley Road. That's from Jason, Rachel Callum and and Zoe Beth, and also one here from Clive Nobbs, who says, best wishes to you all, hope it works out well, and we have a truly local radio station. Well, we certainly do. Lots of fun going on at the Dome this morning, and the Breakfast Show host, who you will hear every morning between 6 o'clock and 10, Simon Osborne is there. Good morning, Simon.
Hi, David, how are you?
Actually, I should say good afternoon, shouldn't I? Because it's 27 minutes past 12. How's everything going down there?
Yeah, very well indeed, David. Absolutely fantastic. We had a fantastic launch down here. We've seen everything going in the studio as well, which is superb, and I'm really pleased to welcome as one of the first main guests on Splash FM live here at the Dome today is the Weir of Merthing, Worthing councillor Eric Mardell. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Simon.
Thank you for joining us today. You enjoying yourself?
Oh, it's been a pleasure to come along and enjoy myself.
I thought it probably would be being the mayor, actually. Now, you've been involved with Splash FM for many years, haven't you, in its conception and everything?
Well, I only got to meet them really when they put their application mm-hmm. in with five others when the competition was very rife earlier on in the year. Last year.
Yeah.
When I first became mayor. And of course I was invited along to various functions, and I did get to know the Splash FM team very well at that time. They made me feel very welcome, gave me an opportunity to be involved in their development, and I was thrilled on their behalf when they won the frequency and were allowed to transmit as Worthing's local station.
Which is fine. It's now been on the air live for about 28 minutes time. Now, you're mayor for how long now?
Just another week or so.
Really?
Yeah, I've been mayor for 12 months, short of about 10 days.
Now, this is a great party then, isn't it, for a week before you leave?
A great send-off, isn't it? Yeah, oh, it's brilliant. Yes, I'm thrilled to bits that it's culminated in Splash's launch within my mayoralty, because I would have been so frustrated if the launch had been beyond my mayoralty and we'd had a new mayor on board and he would have seen this lovely launch and been mayor during that period and I'd have missed it.
Oh, well, you're here, which is fantastic. Thank you for joining us today on Splash FM. It's 12:29.
Fresh airwaves for Worthing.
107.7.
Splash FM.
Well, that was S Club 7 and Bring It All Back. And before that, you heard Leo Sayer moonlighting. Leo Sayer, our special guest, has now left the building and he's gone off to the Dome Cinema for our reception today. Don't forget, if you want to meet Leo, you can be caller number 107 on Worthing 2 10772. And if you are, we'll pick you up and we'll take you down there so you can join in the fun. So keep calling. We're waiting for caller 107 and it's Worthing 2 10772. Now, down at the Dome is Simon Osborne. And Simon, who you got with you now?
Really pleased to welcome a local sports ace, tennis man, it is Martin Lee. Hi, Martin. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Nice to see you down here. Thank you for coming down. You've had a pretty turbulent 8-9 months with an injury, haven't you?
Yeah. It was about 8 months ago. My knee was playing up a lot. Had to go in there, have the operation, take mm-hmm. a bit of had a bone growing on my kneecap to had to take that out. And I've just started to start play tennis again, and hopefully in time for Wimbledon.
Fantastic. I was going to ask you, how are the preparations going? Because it's now, what, crikey, a couple of months away, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope to play my first tournament in 4 weeks, and then hopefully be fit enough to play at Wimbledon.
Well, that'd be superb, isn't it? Now, you were ranked at, what, 90 in the world, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there for 2 years, up at my highest ranking was 92.
Brilliant.
And I know I can get higher, and I'm just trying to get back into it now.
So how's the training going? How's all the coaching going? What are you doing at the moment to get yourself fit?
Yeah, I'm seeing my trainer every day. It's been for the last 4 months, just trying to get the knee stronger. And I've just started playing tennis the last 3 weeks, and it's going really well.
What is the who is the best player you've ever played? Who is the one that's really got to you? My gosh, this person is fantastic.
I think it's when I played Pete Sampras at Wimbledon last year.
Yeah.
On centre court, it was my second time on centre court. The year before, I lost to Henman on centre court, and the first year was very nervous. But last year it was much better playing Sampras, and I think I did myself justice.
What's it like in the locker room after that kind of a match? Do you actually go to him and shake his hand, or what? Do you actually get on?
Yeah, it's I practice with him quite a lot, and it's. Wow. Once you get inside that top 100, all the other guys respect you, and they know who you are, and they know they've got to play well to beat you.
Well, best of luck in all that you do in the next couple of weeks. We're going to look out for you at Wimbledon. You've been a Worthing lad all your life, haven't you, really?
Yeah, my parents and I moved down when I was five, so this is where I call home.
Oh, lovely. It's great, isn't it? We're just down by the pier now, by the Dome Cinema. And you just want to think, yeah, I could just go for a paddle, actually. Go on, you. Just get your knee going, mate. Lovely to see you, Martin. Thank you for coming down. Let's get back upstairs to the party, which I think will be good. And we'll play Madonna.
That was Madonna at Into the Groove. Good afternoon, Groovers. This is David Hamilton on 107.7 Splash FM, Radio 4 Worthing from Worthing, our very first programme, our launch show. I shall be with you, incidentally, every Sunday afternoon between 5 o'clock and 7 with the Million Sellers, 2 hours of the world's finest recordings. And we have got, I'm delighted to say, our 107th caller this afternoon. It's Andrea Thorne of Goring by Sea, who at this very moment is being collected from home and is off to the Dome Cinema to join Leo Sayer and our other guests for the fun.
This is 107.7 Splash FM.
Join me, Nick Hatfield, every morning for all the news and sport, keeping you up to date with all the events locally, nationally and internationally on 107.7 Splash FM. We'll have bulletins every half hour during breakfast and drive and news throughout the day with a roundup of all the big stories in our extended news programme at 6 o'clock. Straight to the point, news on 107.7 Splash FM.
You're only minutes away from the best pizza you've ever tasted. Unless the delivery guy can't get past the snarling beast at the gate. You're only minutes away from the best pizza you've ever tasted.
107.7 Splash FM.
A little bit of Motown magic for you there at very nearly 10 to 1. It was the Four Tops and Reach Out, I'll Be There. Looking out of the window of my studio here at the Guildbourn Centre, what a lovely day. I can see the sunshine. I can see a little bit of blue sky there. They said it was going to rain, but you see, there we are. We're the radio station on the sunny side of the street. That's 107.7 Splash FM, your local friend. Before we came on the air, put out lots and lots of leaflets, and I'm very happy to say a lot came back. And we've got one here from Katie Churcher, who lives in Worthing, and this is the record that was played on her wedding day, and obviously it was for her hero.